Reading this morning is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 21 to 28, and it's from the Message translation. Then Jesus made it clear to his disciples that it was now necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, submit to an ordeal of suffering at the hands of the religious leaders, be killed, and then on the third day be raised alive. Peter took him in hand, protesting, "Impossible, Master, that can never be." But Jesus didn't swerve. "Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works." Then Jesus went to work on his disciples. "Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade your soul for? Don't be in such a hurry to go into business for yourself. Before you know it, the Son of Man will arrive with all the splendor of his Father, accompanied by an army of angels. You'll get everything you have coming to you, a personal gift. This isn't pie in the sky by and by. Some of you standing here are going to see it taking place. See the Son of Man in kingdom glory." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, do you want to come in my new car? Look.
Joy, you've got a new car.
I've got a people carrier.
Oh, wow.
No, not just a little old car anymore. Mediterranean blue.
Wow, look at that. I love the colour.
5 gears. Fuel injected, whatever that means.
Oh, look at the wheels on it. Wow. Oh, but David would love those wheels.
We could stand here all day, but shall we go in the car?
I can have a journey with you.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, hang on.
Look at this fantastic boot and everything.
That's great, because I've got some luggage to bring with me. Let me just get my bags. I need to bring my luggage if I'm going on a journey.
No. You don't need all that luggage, thank
you.
Oh,
no, Joy. I don't go anywhere without my baggage. I have to take my luggage. I'm glad you've got a big boot.
No, you don't. We're only going on a little trip.
No, Joy. This goes everywhere with me. My baggage goes every single journey I take. I've got to have my baggage with me.
Look, yeah, Sylvia. That's
it. I've got all my baggage.
Sylvia, chill. We're just going on a little journey. Travelling light. You don't need any of it.
You mean I can go on this journey without my baggage?
Give me all your baggage.
Are you sure, Joy?
Close up that door. Let's go.
Okay. Lovely car.
Mediterranean blue.
I know, Mediterranean blue. That is the colour for the car. Wow, that is just so great.
Listen to the sound of those doors.
Look at this. Oh, these seats are comfy. Oh, this is lovely.
Heated steering wheel in bad weather.
Gadgets on the dashboard. Oh. Wow, this is super great.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. Safety
first.
Thanks.
That's all great. Set Absolutely
gonna
all
start
great.
Start the engine.
Oh, wow.
Listen
Love
carefully.
It. Oh, there we go. Listen to that. It purrs.
I'm going to move the steering wheel a little bit closer or my chair forward. Oh. I think that's better. Even with my long legs.
Wonderful.
Here we go then.
This is just great. I can see so much. We're so high up out of these windows.
So
it's
different
fun.
To my last car.
I know. That was a little one, wasn't it, that you had last time?
I loved it, but this is even better and I can take so many more passengers.
This people carrier is just so smooth. I love it. Hang on a minute.
But look at that road ahead. That looks a bit bumpy to me. It's not my car.
Are you sure it's not you driving?
What are you saying? It's definitely the road.
Right, okay. Yeah, it is a bit bumpy, this road. Yeah, I've got to admit.
This is not damaging anything in the back there.
This is really quite bumpy. I do that. It reminds me of the journeys that you take sometimes, because like life can be a bit bumpy sometimes, can't it? Like the journey of life sometimes. You have smooth bits when everything's going all right in life, and then sometimes your life gets just a bit bumpy, a bit rocky, really.
Oh, I think we're past that now. That's good.
Oh, that's lovely. That's it's smoother now, yeah.
Oh.
This is just fab. I wasn't expecting this today.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, hang on, there's a road sign up there. I recognise, Joy. A fork in the road. Do you know which road you're meant to be taking?
No, I don't. Can you get the road out? Let's think it's on the back seat. Quickly.
Hang on. Yeah, let's find it. Peterborough. Where's Pete? Somebody's nicked Peterborough out of the road map.
I'm sure it's in there.
Oh,
that's
got it.
Scotland. Yeah.
Got Peterborough. Here we are. Hang on.
I think I'm just going to pull over for a moment.
Useless at map reading. I usually have my iPhone with me. It's got a sat nav on it.
No, let's look at the map.
Right. Okay. Where do you reckon we should go? Which direction? I'm not really sure. Do you know, this is about life as well. Sometimes you just don't know which direction to take, do you? You get confused. Has that ever happened to you, Joy, where you've had decisions to make and you didn't know which way to go?
Well, actually, it happened to me just last year because I was in a job that I really enjoyed, but then things changed, and I really felt that when I went to that school that I was going to be there for quite some time. But actually, I had to make a very difficult decision to leave because it was the right thing, and stepped away from it and thought at the time, I know it's right, but I don't quite understand. But then later, I was freed up for the fact that I could go and visit my mum a lot while she was unwell, and because I was working part-time. And then there happened to be this advert for a job at a church that I know really well.
Right.
Which is this one. And and it was for a children and families leader. And I thought, wow. Maybe God's calling me to go and use my teaching skills in a different way. And so I applied for the job, and here I am.
So that was like you had a fork in the road.
I did not know where I was going at that point.
So you really needed God to guide you which fork in the road you were going to take.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, what an interesting journey. Well, which fork are you going to take in this road, Joy?
That one.
Right, okay.
Put the map away.
Let's get rid of the engine again.
Let's go. Back on the road.
Right, here we go. Great scenery. Great choice. Oh. Glad you chose that fork. Oh, hang on. There's another road sign I can see ahead. People crossing.
Oh, yes. Let's slow down a bit.
You're going to have to really slow down. Hey, there's people I recognise out there as well.
Can you?
By that crossing. Yeah, there is.
Who can you see then? Do you think they'd like to come on?
I can see Ellie. Ellie? Ellie! Oh, hiya!
I'm going to pull over.
Ellie.
Let's pull over.
Great. Pull over quick. Ellie! Hi! Hang on. I'm getting out. Ellie, I'm in Joy's new car. Come and see it. Do you want to come and have a ride? Come and get in the car with me, Ellie.
Look, if you're going to... I can see...
Don't mind you.
No, there's plenty of room. Anyone else?
Come on, Ellie. Come and get in the back seat. See what it looks like in the back.
Oh, well, I can see another Ellie. Ellie and Jack, come on.
Oh, another girl. Ellie, yeah.
I'm a really good driver. Really, I am.
Come and see Joy's new car. It's fab, just look at this.
Oh.
Fab, do you want to go on the middle? Get in the middle seat, Ellie.
Zoe,
who else can you see out there?
Zoe, do you want to? Oh, Zoe.
Oh, Zoe, hiya, Zoe. Come and join us in the car. Hey, Zoe, do you want to sit in the front next to Joy? It's so comfy. Get in the front seat, isn't it fab?
Oh, yes.
Fab. Hey, Emily, do you want to come in the car? Come on in. Come on down, Emily. Come and get in the car. Come on in our car journey with us.
Have you got your seatbelts on, girls? Yeah.
Come on then, Emily. This is a fab car. Let me open the door for you.
You might need to put a booster seat on there. Put the booster seat on.
Come and get next to Ellie in the car. Great. Oh,
are we all
fab. In the car. Great. Full car
it's
now.
Nice.
That's
front,
lovely.
Isn't it? It's nice at the front.
Right. You're going to go then, Joy?
Are we ready?
Your seatbelt
on. Oh,
great.
Here we go then.
Great. Oh, this is good. Do you know, now we've got more people in the car, Joy, do you think we could have some music on?
I think I can manage that. Here we go.
Let's sing. Out of roof, because we're going to sing. You're going to sing. Don't you like singing on car journeys? Oh, I love it. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if it's what you really want to do. I like music on journeys. Don't you like dancing on your music?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, everyone. It's just distracting me. I like a good song. I know all the singing, it's great, but I feel I should be concentrating on the road.
Oh, go on then,
and clap
Joy.
Along if you feel like song. A moon without a roof. What does that mean? What does he mean?
I don't know. I didn't write the words.
What does he mean? Clap along if you... Oh. I need to focus on what I'm doing. Our Bible passage today told us that Jesus was focused on what God, his Father, had asked him to do. He didn't get distracted. Same with us. We need to stay on the journey God has called us on. So let's keep going on this journey.
Okay, look at the scenery. Have you seen that over there, Ellie? Look, some fabulous scenery there. Oh, it's a great journey we're on, isn't it? I'm liking Joy, though, we're going a bit slow. She's a bit of a slow driver, don't you think? Can't you speed up a bit? You know, we're never going to get there if you drive at this speed.
Excuse me, I think there's a bit of backseat driver syndrome going on there. There's even a bit in the front here. Stop distracting me. I know where I'm going and I know what speed I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and now, because you've distracted me, I'm on the wrong road and there's roadworks ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, I hate roadworks.
Well, you shouldn't have distracted me.
Oh, hang on, what's that noise?
There's something not quite right.
What's that noise?
Oh.
I think the car's broken down. I'll go and check.
Well, hang on a minute, Emily.
I think that's a good idea, Emily.
But that's a really good idea. I think there's some problem with the car as well. Do you think there's a problem, Joy?
I've pulled over. I'm going to go and have a look.
Right. Open the doors, girls. I think we need
New
to get
car.
Out.
New car. There's a flat tire.
Open the doors.
I bet that's from that bumpy road earlier.
I think Joy's just.
Do you want to come and have a look?
Flat,
I think it's round
flat
here.
Flat tyre. Go
look,
and have a
flat
look.
Flat tyre here. Oh my goodness.
I'll call the garage.
Oh, that's a good idea. You definitely need
to
buy people
this.
For the job. I think I can fix it, Emily. I'm going to go in the boot.
No, she's reading the. Oh, you've got spare bits.
I've got stuff in the boot.
Oh, Emily. Emily, it's okay. We've got the tools. Do you know what though, girls? I think we're going to be here ages fixing this. So, I hope. I know, but I know you've enjoyed your drive, but if I was you, I'd walk, because we're going to be here ages.
Oh,
no, we're so...
No, we're okay on the petrol. Oh, dearie me.
Emily's checking the petrol too. We've got a flat tyre and no petrol.
It's all right, Emily. I've got a spare can in the boot.
Joy's got a spare petrol too. So actually, thank you for travelling with us passengers. But if I was you lot, I'd walk because we're going to be here ages. So enjoy your walk back home. Sorry we didn't make it to the end of the destination. Joy, have you got everything you need there?
I think so. And added extras.
Is there anything I can do other than stand here?
No, just encourage me.
Okay,
I think I've got the right tools for the job. I'm sure we can do this. Can you put that tyre in the boot?
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's just like when we need the Bible and we need support from other Christians and opportunities to grow in our faith. God doesn't leave us to it. He's with us, even when our tyres are a bit flat.
That's the thing about God. He never, ever leaves us or abandons us. Even when we've run out of petrol, when we've got a flat tyre, whatever.
All kinds of things have happened.
He's always with us. Oh, gosh, I'm glad you sorted that out all right.
Shall we carry on then?
I think we need to continue this journey.
Let's get going then.
Let's get going.
All the way round. Oh, here we go. Oh, but we're still stuck in those roadworks.
Oh, thank goodness. We fixed the tyre, though. Do you know, roadworks sometimes take ages, doesn't it? I'm not very good on the patience front. I hate having to wait. Really do hate having to wait.
Well, waiting comes in many forms. Sometimes I feel like I'm still waiting, but God waits with me. And when the waiting is hard, he comforts us. And at other times, when the waiting is over, it's right to give him thanks and praise, just like we say in communion.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Waiting's not all bad, is it? That's absolutely right.
Oh, look, we're moving. Hooray.
Great, we're on our journey again.
Oh, I'm loving Great. The seats. Loving the seats.
The seats are really comfy. Oh, no, I don't like the look of that sign ahead. That's the sign I hate. Oh. I really don't like tunnels.
Well, why is that?
Because it makes me feel claustrophobic and tunnels are dark and you can't see anything at the end. You don't know where you're going. I really don't like tunnels.
But don't be scared, Sylvia. The tunnel is dark at first, but there'll be light at the other end. Hmm. And we will come out the other side. And you're not on your own.
Yeah, I know you're right. I suppose it's a bit like our Bible passage today, really. You see, Jesus knew where he was heading. He knew he was going to Jerusalem to suffer at the hands of the religious leaders. He knew he was going to the cross to pay the price for all the wrong things we do and get involved in all the times we mess up. But Jesus also knew that he'd conquer death and return to the Father God. He knew that there was going to be light at the end of his journey of suffering.
And that's why he said to his disciples, and he says the same to us, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat, I am. Don't run from suffering, embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way to finding yourself, your true self.
Yeah, he's right, wasn't he?
I think we have reached our destination.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks, Joy, for letting me come in your new car today.
My pleasure.
I've just learnt so much on this journey, met some nice people, and I'm really glad that I left all my baggage at the foot of the cross with Jesus, because he can deal with my stuff far better than I can.
Well, thanks for coming. Remember, I'm not in the driver's seat. You're not in the driver's seat. Jesus is, and he will show us the way.
Whatever road you're on today, whether it's a road of joy, whether it's a road of pain and suffering, allowing Jesus to lead you and be your driver will make your journey a lot easier, because he's with us whatever journeys we're on, and he's worthy of our praise whatever the circumstances we're going through. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, whether on a road of suffering or the road where there's streams of abundance. If you're able to stand, would you please stand as we continue to worship God in song?